How about some little pan fish?
Well, there's no pan fish in these streams around here. You'd have to go down the lakes, I guess, where you get that.
Well, I was wondering about either perch or perch or brim.
We just don't have them in these creeks up here.
I see. Would you call it perch or perch?
I'm not well enough acquainted with that kind of. I wouldn't know what if I see.
Oh, I see. Okay. Yeah. Well, they don't.
I wouldn't know what to call.
Yeah. They don't have them around here.
No.
Now, down around the creeks, these little things that make the croak—they're not so little. Some of them get pretty good size. They make a croaking sound.
Frog, bullfrog.
Yeah. And what do you call the ones on the that you see in the grass?
Toad frog.
And the little ones, the very small ones.
Well, I was thinking about that very thing this morning, and I just how many frogs. Now, the tree frog, up in the tree, and you hear him holler after rain. But that little one, I've seen the whole earth covered up with them little bitumes after rain. I wondered where they came from. I don't know what they call them.
They wouldn't call those tree frogs.
No.
Did you ever hear them call rain frogs?
Well, yeah.
Or peepers?
Yeah. Rain frog.
Rain frog. Now they're much smaller than the tree frog.
That's right.
And the things you dig for bait?
Well, worms, angleworms, fish worms, we call them.
Would you call them? You ever call them red worms?
No, I never did.
Never did. Just angleworms or fish worms.
Fish worms.
And now the things that. Hard-shelled things that move along the ground very slowly.
Turtle or tarpon?
Now, which is which now? Are they the same thing? Or?
Well, no, they're different. It's a dry land tarpon, and there's a turtle that stays close to water.
Now, do they have any that bite?
I suppose any of them bite.
How big do the dry land tarpons get?
Well, I don't know. I've never seen one more than 8 or 10 inches in length.
And how about the ones in the water? They're smaller.
Well, no, that them old turtles, they get larger than that, I'd say. Yeah.
Now, these things down in the they're in the ocean, but they have hard shells, and sometimes there are pearls in them.
Oyster.
Yeah, and then down along the down in the creeks, these things that kind of move like a scissors.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever call them anything else?
Crawdads.
Crawfish. Yeah. And then these are kind of like they're a little bit like crawdads or crawfish, but they live in the ocean, and you when you have them if you ever have them, you put them in batter and fry them. They're kind of pink.
And that's it.
They just have a little little tail on them. They turn kind of pink, and they're kind of shaped like this. And sometimes they straighten out when they're fried. Shrimp?
I don't know about shrimp. I never do.
Okay. All right. Now, these little insects that fly around a candle that would used to fly around a candle or a light bulb?
Well, we call them millers.
And then the kind that get into your clothes?
Moths.
And if you're talking about just one of those, you'd say just one?
Moth.
All right. And then the things that light up at night?
Lightning bugs, we call them.
All right. And then the things that have long, slender wings, and oh, they're filmy wings, long wings, and they move along over the water sometimes. Sometimes you see them